Greetings and welcome to The End. Last week, this week, and next week, the podcast companion to The End, the newsletter and listener-focused directory that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I am your host and the curator of The End, Evo Terra. Before we begin, I need to give a quick and heartfelt shout out to Mark Langston for signing up his production company, Nocturne Hall, as a supporting creative shop. You'll hear more about them and their show, DuPont Investigations, in the coming weeks. And another huge shout out is due to John Rolfe, because he also signed up his production company, Cryptic Radio, as a supporting creative shop. More is coming from them quite soon. Seriously, Mark and John, thank you so much for your support. It means the world to me, especially after I just shelled out nearly $8,000 for tomorrow's procedure to remove another kidney stone. The joys of U.S. healthcare. You can support my efforts on The End like Mark and John did by visiting theend.fyi/support. And now, let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 72nd, highlighted five shows in either the recently completed series or recent season finale sections, and two of them wrapped in the last few days. Atwood Manor, a dramatized murder mystery series from Hell Rose Productions that's created and performed by majority queer artists, posted the season 1 finale on January the 15th. You can listen to the 10 current episodes in about 3 hours. Supermarket, a dramatized comedy sitcom series from 911 Podcasts and made with a range of ethnic and LGBT cast and crew members, posted the season 1 finale on the 12th of January. Listen to the 6 current episodes in about 3.5 hours. And be sure to listen to the end of the audio file to hear trailers for these shows.
This week.
With every issue, I make 2 recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. My first recommendation is The Trees Swallow People, a narrated horror series with music from Connor Matthews. Yes, this is narrated, but it's also soundscaped, with some subtle, and some not so subtle, sound effects to enhance the experience. Caution, the narrator's voice is extremely soothing. I'm not saying you'll fall asleep listening if you're stoned, but it can happen. Here's the trailer.
Never harmed anyone. But then, there are the other trees.
So too, he acts through the trees. The trees are an act of God.
A stampede of people sprinting across the field and narrowly missing us, like white water surging around rocks.
You are the witness.
I will not extend the same pleasantries I have today. Should you be placed in the role of Ha-Satan?
As I returned to Shepherd, who bore his piercing eyes into my corneas, carving his stern visage into my skull.
Who are you?
The eyes of a mind eating itself.
You!
The Trees Swallow People, by Connor Matthews. Listener discretion is advised.
The Trees Swallow People is complete with a single season of 24 episodes. You can listen to it all in about 6.5 hours. My next recommendation is Restart, a dramatized thriller from BBC Sounds and the makers of The Cipher, starring Armin Karima of Sex Education. I find conversion therapy abhorrent, and this fictional account drives that home even more. And the show sounds great with exceptional actors and production. It's a winner. Here's the trailer.
Video games can be fun, but they can also be a danger to your child. Like any other addiction, games can take over their lives, atrophy their bodies, and ruin families.
Yeah, it's pretty cool here.
At Camp Restart, the first ever gaming detox center in America, we help troubled youngsters caught up in the web of video game addiction.
Everyone, welcome to Restart.
Our experts, trained in psychology and neuroscience, have had proven success in case after case.
Can I help you?
My name is Eddie Azar.
I'm a friend of Junior.
From the makers of the cipher.
I've come all the way from England because I think he's been abducted.
No, he's fine. He's just fine.
Even though we were 6,000 miles apart, we've been gaming together for 8 years. That's half my life.
A new 8-part thriller.
We sent him to a rehab facility for teenagers addicted to video games.
A what?
Yeah? Open the door, please.
Shit.
What the hell are you doing?
Junior, what's going on? Junior! I can't see. What's going on?
Get off me!
Just relax, Junior. We're here to help.
Stop!
This is reality. It's where you're supposed to be. Everything and everyone you need in life is right here.
This is as far as I go. And you too, it seems.
No, I'm not stopping.
I'm gonna help you find your friend.
Is that a body? I mean, a person's body?
Maybe he's in recovery on the other side of camp.
There's another side to the camp?
Do you want to hear a secret?
Has anyone ever said no to that question?
I understand there's another part of the camp. What exactly happens there?
Where did you hear about this?
Are you ready, guys?
Ready!
3, 2...
Wait, what are the rules? I don't know what game we are playing.
What?
What are you gonna do?
Restart.
Play the game. To the end.
On BBC Sounds.
There's just one season with a satisfying ending, says me, currently to Restart. Enjoy all 8 episodes in about 4.5 hours.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 4 entries in the new Season's Coming Soon section, and one of them starts up in the next few days. Season 2 of PsyOps Nova, a narrated sci-fi series from Jedi Reach and Antoni Media Productions, starts on the 20th of January. Catch up with the current 12 episodes in about 2.5 hours. And as a reminder, trailers for that show and the 2 shows I mentioned at the top of the episode are coming your way right after I say... And that's all for this episode of The End Last Week, This Week, and Next Week. For these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were part of the 72nd issue of The End, including all sorts of new and exciting ways to listen, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. And here are your trailers, or snippets, and I think they're all trailers this time. Atwood Manor.
Hey everyone, it's me, Gabby Rose.
And me, Anthony Lampo.
And we're here to introduce both ourselves and our upcoming audio drama.
Atwood Manor.
Yay!
Yay!
So Tony and I have actually been really close friends since high school, and we've both been writing even longer. I'm pretty surprised we've never co-written anything before now, actually.
Same, and not for lack of trying either.
So when this idea came to us to do this extravagant, dramatic murder mystery thing, we definitely had to stumble through a lot of different ideas before we figured out exactly what we wanted to do and how we wanted to do it.
Yeah, because a lot of storyline-based podcasts are like Found Tapes or like Night Vale, where there's a narrator, and the problem with narrators, no matter how you try to do it or how detached the narrator is, there's going to be a bias.
Exactly. Narrators aren't usually reliable, and we wanted an omnipotent view of all of our characters connected in this story.
Exactly. So the best way to accomplish that, no narrator.
Yeah, so we were a little worried at first about how well that might work out, but eventually we just said fuck it and started writing.
Pretty much. I mean, there wasn't really much we could do on our end besides just write and figure out, hey, if anybody likes it, maybe this will become a thing.
Yeah, cross our fingers and go for it, you know?
Pretty much.
I'm going to be perfectly honest here. I a little bit got the idea to do this from playing Fallout 4 so much. Love Fallout 4.
But I have yet to play it.
Oh my goodness, play it. I was listening to the Silver Shroud radio station all the time on there. It was my favorite, and it was just like that. It was a radio drama. There was no narrator or tape recorder justification. It was just scenes that were happening that you could listen to. Like, that's what there was before television, right? It was just radio shows.
Yeah, like my grandfather, he was listening to The Shadow.
Nice. The Shadow's good, too.
Yes.
So I like to think we're bringing back some nice, old-fashioned radio drama entertainment. My grandfather would be proud.
Well, maybe not so much if he sees everything that we're putting into the podcast.
That is true. So we are placing this in the 1950s, and when we decided to do that, we knew that we didn't want to... I'm not sure what the word for it is. We wanted to do it justice. If we're going to place something in the 1950s, we can't ignore the fact that that was a time period that was notoriously racist and sexist and homophobic.
If we tried just swiping all that under the rug, we'd be doing a disservice not just to the podcast and our listeners, but we'd also be doing a disservice to everyone who lived through that.
Disservice. That's the word I was looking for. Exactly. Thank you, Tony.
And that's why you keep me around.
Exactly. This is why you're my co-writer. So, yeah, we do have a warning at the beginning of the podcast. It does contain cursing and sensitive topics. And, of course, it's a 1950s murder mystery.
So, violence, blood, auditory blood, but still blood, and everything associated with violence.
Mm-hmm. Murder!
Yes. Murder!
All right, you're right. Maybe my grandfather wouldn't be so proud.
Yeah.
But the story is not centered around these things that happened in the 50s. You know, it is just entertainment. We have it in there, but it's not the main point of the storyline. So don't worry. It is just a story, and it's here to make you laugh, and it's here to make you cry, and it's here to entertain you.
And I promise you it will do all three, because it's certainly doing the same thing for me.
Oh my goodness, some of our actors sometimes make noises while they're reading where they're like, "Aww," and it's my favorite thing in the whole world.
Absolutely.
So we have a lot of really great actors, too, investing a lot of time and energy into this project just for fun. We have no budget for this. We had none. They're doing this because they want to be.
Exactly. And we were upfront about this, too, so they really are doing this just for the love of it.
Yeah. We do have a Patreon, though, for anyone who wants some awesome behind-the-scenes content, you know, exclusive stuff, early access to episodes.
Maybe even some signed scripts.
Yeah, we do have signed scripts on there. And so if you go on the Patreon and sign up, it will help us keep making this podcast. Maybe eventually be able to split some money between people who are involved a lot in this, which would be nice. And we might also be able to throw a little bit of money towards our band.
Panoram!
Yeah, they're making original music for us to use for our intro song, which is so cool. You can find them on Instagram at Panoram Band, or find them on Spotify. Once again, that is Panoram.
I feel like that could be such a tongue twister if it's used right.
Try to say Panoram 5 times fast.
Panoram.
Nope, doesn't work. So that's our podcast, 1950s murder mystery drama. Releasing officially on platforms October 1st. Welcome to the family. Try not to die.
Atwood Manor, a dramatized murder mystery series from Hellrose Productions, has reached the season 1 finale. Supermarket.
Tonight on Hollywood Now, sitcom superstar Carson Carson, who plays the beloved character David Schnull on NBC's family-friendly sitcom, Jewishish, had his sex tape leaked. Sex therapists are referring to the Carson Carson tape as a libido torpedo, which may result in a loss of sexual appetites and an avoidance of Boston cream pies.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un called for an investigation into the Carson Carson sex tape, deeming it an affront to basic human rights and dignity.
Fired!
What?
Sorry, Carson.
Getting fired over this? It's not that bad.
Oh, it's bad. Your sex tape cured 80% of people with porn addictions.
Oh, half of America has an OnlyFans. What's the difference between them and me?
I don't think you realize the gravity of the situation. Carson, you've been totally blacklisted.
Oh my God. I'm really in my flop era.
Listen, kid, this isn't forever, okay? Take a hiatus. Lay low for 6 months or so. Then, when all this blows over, give me a call. Everybody loves a good Hollywood comeback story.
My baby! You're home!
I'm home!
So what do you want from us? You haven't visited us in months. You barely call.
Rude. Can't a son come and visit his beloved parents?
What do you want, Carson?
Okay, fine, I need some money. Mom, Dad, I'm broke.
Ha 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 ha!
No, dead ass, I'm broke.
Some comic relief.
Swear on the frickin' Torah.
I don't understand. What about the millions you've made?
I don't know, just business expenses, networking.
I think that's industry speak for hookers and blow.
What?
Hookers and blow?
Dad!
Just tell us you spend it on hookers and blow, all right?
Hookers and blow?
No!
Oh, I'm fake.
You've lost touch with reality, Carson. You need to learn the worth of a dollar. Because if you're gonna live under my roof, you'll have to listen to my rules. Starting with getting a job. A normal person's job. No more Hollywood bullshit. You will march your tuchus in there tomorrow morning, and you'll ask, no, you'll beg for your job back at the supermarket.
Fuck my life!
911 Podcasts presents Supermarket, starring Adam Murciano as Carson Carson.
I'm a mature man!
Alexandria Benoit as Ember.
Carson, get down from the cash now!
Sujith Varghese as Suhail Singh.
It's not every day I have a superstar asking to talk to me. Or anyone, really.
Ryan Rosary as Elijah.
Meat! 80% off all my meat!
Graham Parkhurst as Theo.
Sounds like a good time to me.
Janelle Herron as Hillary.
Come on, Rusty! We know how much you love boobs!
Chris Burton as Josh.
Good one, twat.
Robin Deverett as Penny.
Sometimes I feel like I'm trapped in a bad radio sitcom.
Angela Mariano Thurston as Wanda.
Can you imagine what they'd do to me in jail? Oh, I'll never be able to use soap again. Oh.
And Douglas E. Hughes as Bernard.
I have IBS, you bitch. I can't help it if I shit my pants from time to time.
Supermarket. World premiere November 1st, wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to the first episode right now, exclusively on Apple Podcasts and Apollo Plus.
Supermarket, a dramatized comedy sitcom series from 911 Podcasts, has reached the season one finale. PsyOps Nova.
After a portal to another dimension is opened, with the help of a CIA scientist and the Scion Leia, a psionic operative, a creature from the other side emerges, kills everyone, and kidnaps her. Jace, the former leader of a secret task force codenamed Nova, is called into action by Stone, head of the Scion CIA research program, to reassemble his old team. Xenia, a herald with telekinetic powers from another world. Iden, a hulking brute with unmatched strength. And Scott, a genius scientist, inspired by Einstein. Together, they must support to put their past aside and find inner strength that will unite them and overcome the mystery of an infectious plague with sentient capabilities that raised ancient civilizations, controlled by a monster who defies death itself.
PsyOps Nova, a narrated sci-fi series from Jedi Reach and Antoni Media Productions, soon returns for Season 2. And that's it for the additional trailers. No snippets. Once again, I am Evo Terra for the end. Cheers!